I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So you're out hunting pheasants.
Yep.
Is that enough to convince people there's a middle ground on this issue? Because right now, right wingers are coming after you for how you handle your shotgun.
Well, I can shoot better than all of them. I guarantee
it. If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Aiden Johnston on the phone with us this morning, Federal Affairs Director at Gun Owners of America and himself, a proud St. Louisan. Aiden, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Welcome back. I don't know. I'd put my man card up against Tim Walz any day on the shooting range.
Oh, my goodness. I know. He thinks he's such a great shot, but he couldn't even unload his own shotgun. Like, what the heck?
That was a pretty shocking video. And them continuing to talk about it on The View is not helping the Democrats in their argument on that issue at all. I don't know who they think. I don't know who they think they're appealing to.
No, I have no idea either. I mean, I can't believe he's just proud of that moment. this guy wants to take away your firearms, and he pretends like he's a hunter. And, I mean, who cares? He wants to take away your firearms.
Yeah, thank you. They would absolutely do that given the opportunity, I know. You know, I follow these issues nationwide, and something has occurred in a courtroom somewhere regarding guns. I know Gun Owners of America has been all over it. And I wanted to ask you about this Supreme Court decision regarding Pennsylvania that happened. They overturned a lower court decision from Pennsylvania that allowed residents under 21 to carry firearms in public. What can you tell me about that case?
Right. So the case was about whether an 18 to 20 year old would be able to carry a firearm in public during a state of emergency. Initially, the lower courts in a three judge panel had ruled that the law prohibiting 18 to 20 year olds from carrying violated their Second Amendment rights. And that's correct. And then allowed 18 to 20 year olds to be able to carry a firearm. And the government appealed that to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court did what's called grant, vacate, and remanding. So they granted the case, they vacated the good ruling, and then they said, hey, three-judge panel, go figure it out again. And so if that concerns you, it should, at least a little bit. There's two ways you can interpret it. First is that the Supreme Court didn't like that ruling, and they're actually won an anti-gun ruling from this three-judge panel. And so that's what's going on here. Or the second is that they just didn't like the reasoning that the court used and that they want the panel to re-decide it. And the reason you might think that is because the Supreme Court just did an 8-1 decision this summer called Rahimi. And in Rahimi, they laid out a new reasoning for how to interpret these cases. So there's two things that could be going on. But unfortunately, this win for the Second Amendment is vacated for the time being.
I wonder how all of the 18 to 20 year olds currently serving in our military who might end up, carrying a weapon in an actual war zone feel about coming back home and then during a state of emergency not being allowed to carry a weapon. That's un-American.
No, it's horrible. And I mean, it's unconscionable that the government would give you a machine gun and send you out to die, but they won't actually let you have a handgun to protect yourself. I mean, you can have a family at 18. You can own a home at 18. Like, you can be living your life and then not be able to exercise your Second Amendment for another few years. And I think that's crazy. So this is not a GOA case, but we're fighting it. We fought a similar case in Virginia in state court, and we actually won as well. So regarding the right of 18 to 20-year-olds to purchase firearms, purchase handguns, rather. So I think this ruling is disappointing. I'm not sure what we're going to see from the Supreme Court in the coming years. You know, they did the Bruin decision 2 summers ago, and that was an amazing win for gun rights. But it seems like the win in that case was almost too conservative for some of the members of the court, and they're trying to walk it back with decisions like Rahimi. And this just, to me personally, seems to tend in that direction. Now, like I said, there's two ways you could interpret it, and there is a potentially good way to interpret what happened here. But we'll know more as the Supreme Court starts issuing more of these opinions, whether they're going to be totally pro-gun, totally anti-gun, which is unlikely, or just somewhere in between, which is also not great for the Second Amendment, but at least we'll hopefully start seeing stuff like assault weapons bans struck down.
Right, right. Well, you, Aidan Johnson, our guest here from Gun Owners of America. I also noticed, you know, the Supreme Court, sometimes they disappoint me that they're not stronger after Heller and Bruin and some of these other decisions of knocking down some of these ridiculous cases. This Massachusetts law may be the next example of that. I hope this is something that lands in the Supreme Court, because they've now instituted a new law. The governor signed an emergency preamble up there to make sure it went into effect immediately so nobody could try to block it. What does that one regard?
Well, so this Massachusetts law is basically the mother of all gun control. We're talking an expansion of red flag gun confiscation laws, a total semi-automatic weapons ban, and a magazine capacity limit. I think there was some sort of grandfather. But, I mean, this semi-auto ban affected shotguns, right? Like Tim Walz's shotgun. So this is a crazy amount of gun control. There was about a dozen things that this bill did to restrict your Second Amendment rights. And it just got signed over the summer, and it was supposed to go into effect later this year. And all of us pro-gun groups were over there trying to get a ballot initiative so that we could put it on the ballot in November and we could have it overturned with a ballot veto.
Right.
And the governor just put it into effect right away because, you know, the governor is just a total tyrant and wants to enforce this gun control before and make everyone a criminal before we could ever even have an actual vote on the issue. So this is a really huge problem for any gun owner in Massachusetts. I mean, Massachusetts is not a friendly state towards gun owners. It's been very hard for a long time. But, I mean, this just is a whole new level of awful. Yeah. And so that's why we're going to be teaming up with all the other groups in Massachusetts and hopefully filing a lawsuit. I won't name names because I don't think it's finalized yet. At least I didn't hear from our legal department. But hopefully you should see a big lawsuit there with all of the gun rights groups sort of aligned on one team. And I would love to see the Supreme Court take it up. I think that would be quite important. But really, we've got to get those people out to vote and vote for this ballot initiative.
Yeah.
And maybe hopefully make our lawsuit invalid.
Well, I hope so. I mean, thank you for fighting the good fight, for sure. Gunowners.org is the website. You can always go there and find out more about that. Aidan Johnson, always great to have you on. Thank you.
Thanks. It's been great.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, it's Massachusetts. It's the home of the Kennedys. Well, what do you really expect up there? But what we need is the Supreme Court to get this, needs to be challenged, get it to the Supreme Court and let them smack it down, because this one really is an infringement on your Second Amendment rights.
You know, I know that the latest polls are looking good for Donald Trump, but I wonder if gun sales are going up. Just people worried, what if Kamala were elected? And I know she's threatened. Well, she claims she's not wanting to take people's guns away, but we know she has absolutely said that in the past, and nothing would stop her from trying to do that again. But I would have to imagine that, especially around such a big presidential election, people are going to make sure that they're going out and buying guns,
it's
right?
It's true. It's true. I know that for a fact, to gun shop owners that I've spoken to, not just at the range, but even on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Bo Matthews and I were having a conversation the other day with Doc from Doc's Guns down in Eureka. They've seen an increase in traffic. People are worried about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, and with crime numbers up, we knew they were up, right? The government's lying to us, mm-hmm. telling us they're down 2%. Actually, it was 6 points the other way, and they're up 4%.
Yeah, and just all these illegals. I mean, you hear the saying, every state's a border state, but it really is. I mean, I was talking yesterday for Kim on a Whim about that small town of 18,000 in Indiana, that the population has increased by 30% just by people from, I think it's Haiti in that case, who have come mm-hmm. over to that community.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.